They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we get into a Wednesday, the first one of September. And coming up on the program today, our weekly Loper Chat with UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires joining us today on our Wednesday edition. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. Also, Wednesday means Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. So he will talk about week one. Yes, there was football last week, but officially this is week one, because last week was known as week zero. Week one of the high school football season. Plus, we will catch up with Nebraska corner Lance Thorell of Loomis and talk to him a little bit about where he's going to fit into the Nebraska football scheme this year with maybe more players intact. And it's kind of like Bo Pelini said during his press conference yesterday when we were in Lincoln, is that he's not put out a depth chart. He's not worried about who's starting because a lot of guys are going to play. It's not like 11 guys are going to play 95% of the plays on both sides of the ball.
And I think that talks about the people they redshirted last year. 23 out of 26 of those kids did not get on the field last year. They wanted depth. I mean, depth was a big concern a year ago, and this year they maybe have more of a luxury because of what they maybe. I guess if you go back to last year, they had kids they could have got on the field, especially on some special teams. I know that they feel that, boy, we could have done better. We didn't have our best players out there on those special teams. They wanted to shore those up. They've got depth now, and I think that's what basically the depth is taking over, and Lance is one of those players that's going to have to bite in that. He might not play as much as he did a year ago.
Yeah, that's once you get a taste, once you get a feeling, then you know you don't want it taken away from you. So, and again, you're looking at a kid, a lot of talent for this part of the area, but when you go outstate and bring in kids that are just a little bit quicker, Lance might have a little bit more knowledge from being around, but some of these young kids be a little bit quicker as well. So it'll be interesting to see where he fits into the mix, and he'll join us in the last segment of the show today.
It's weird when you think of Lance Thorell, and as much as he played a year ago, he was just a redshirt freshman a year ago. How many people thought when Lance Thorell, boy, I hope he gets on the field as a kid, you know, as a punt returner, or not as a returner, but on the punt return team as a senior, one of those deals. He played an awful lot as a redshirt freshman. Hopefully, his minutes will not diminish and stay about the same. Maybe, you know, I don't think they're going to go up any. If they can stay about the same, I think he's got to be thrilled with that.
And so we'll talk to Lance a little bit later on in the program, our last segment of the day. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep, but right now it's our weekly Wednesday UNK Loper Chat, and it's brought to you by The College Store, 1420 West 24th, now carries campus authentic apparel. Campus authentic, so real, the coach might even put you in, Daddy. Check out a huge selection of Loper gear.
I can kick.
At thecollegestore.com. We don't care about kicking. I just want to see you in a pair of those volleyball shorts. You and head coach Rick Squire joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. They're on the road. Coach, no, really, no one wants to see Daddy in any of those volleyball shorts.
No, and there's no danger of me ever putting him in the game, no matter how good he looks.
That would be one big boy libero back there. They're on the road right now, headed to South Dakota, where they will take on 25th-ranked Augustana tonight at 7 o'clock. Then it's up to Minnesota for a weekend tournament, and UNK starting 4-0. Coach, let's start there. There's no surprise you started 4-0. We talked about it a little bit. It's nice to start at home, but there were no top 25 teams this year in the Fall Classic, as we've seen in many years past.
No, I think that's kind of the perspective we tried to get our team to take as well. We think we performed pretty well, and for the most part, we probably did what we should have. But we'll be tested to a lot greater extent tonight and certainly at other times during the year. So it's always good to get off to a winning start, play at home, get some young kids in the game, and We did that. We didn't get sloppy, and, you know, for the most part, I was pretty pleased with what we did.
Rick, you guys return players. You've got new players coming. Obviously, who impressed you last week?
Well, I'd probably have to start with Nikki Scott being about as dominating as we've seen her since she arrived on campus 3.5 years ago or 3 years ago, and she's really kind of set the tone for our team this year as somebody who's going to be a leader and put together her best season. I think she realizes, you know, this is the last chance she has to play, along with our other seniors. So, to me, that one stood out most. And, you know, I think beyond that, you maybe look at some of the younger players who did get into the game. And even though I'm not sure we're going to have to rely heavily upon some of them, it was good to see Abby Sheets play well, and Jenna Rose came in and played well. So, I think the fact that we've got some depth is going to help us become a better team throughout the season.
Rick, in 2 months, is Nikki Scott the type of player we're going to be talking about in the National Player of the Year race?
You know, a lot of things can happen in the course of a year, but I think that's something that's within her ability level. She put up unbelievable numbers in those 4 matches, and those are the kind of things that we've seen on a daily basis in practice. So, we want her to think that way. You know, we have meetings with all the players, and, you know, I would like nothing more than to see the conference player of the year race come down between, you know, a couple, 2 or 3 lopers. So whether it's Nikki or Jerry or Kolasek having a good year, there's no doubt that Nikki is somebody who could put together the kind of a season that is worthy of just about any kind of award that there is.
Rick Squires, head volleyball coach at UNK, is joining us on our weekly Loper Chat every Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy Show. We talked after that very first match against Bemidji. You got 14 kids in that match. You got to play a lot of girls early on in the season, which isn't always the case.
No, I mean, I think you're able to do that less and less as the year goes on, so we wanted to definitely take advantage of it, not only in that tournament, but hopefully for the first couple of weeks here where we're playing multiple matches on given days, and that does allow your starters to stay fresh. And, you know, we've got a group of girls who I think have bought into that, and throughout the course of a season, if you can save a few jumps and swings and a little wear and tear on the knees and shoulders of some of your primary hitters, then you'd like to think that that might be an advantage for you when everybody is tired and fatigued down the stretch drive when you get to the conference tournament and hopefully a regional tournament. So, you know, it's just kind of the message we've tried to give to this team is that we've got a lot of depth and we want to use it to our advantage, and we want practices to be competitive, and we want to be as prepared for a potential injury as you can be. So this is the time of the year when you have a chance to try to work on some of those things, and our team's bought into that pretty well so far.
Rick, what's the competition level like that you will see this weekend?
Well, obviously tonight we're going to see a perennial power in Augustana, who I think I just read has been to 13 out of the last 14 NCAA tournaments. We fought them tooth and nail last year in the first round and won in 5 games. It's a tough place to play. I don't think I've ever taken a team up there. As far as UNK is concerned, in the fall we played up there in the spring. So I know that just based on their home record that it's a really difficult place to go and win, so we're glad we're able to put our team in a tough environment here early in the season and see how they respond. So I know this one will be a tough one tonight. Over at St. Cloud State, you know, we open up with them, so another true road game. They're a team that kind of a Jekyll and Hyde. You know, they beat Minnesota Mankato last year at home, but they struggled to get really on the winning column consistently. I think Ferris State's a pretty good team who's been in and out of the NCAA tournament, coming out of the Great Lakes Conference. So I think they're on paper certainly one of the better teams we're going to see at that tournament. Upper Iowa, I'm told, is 4-0. I don't know much about them. And then Missouri S&T is kind of trying to rebuild. But I think they're probably an up-and-coming team as compared to the last couple of years. So a little bit of a mix. And I guess you never know how the matchups are going to be, so we better go and play at our top level.
Rick, with this first weekend in the books, you guys did move up to number 5. Some teams dropped a match or two. Any surprises, especially maybe in the region early on?
A little surprised to see Wayne State drop a couple of matches early. I think they're going to be a team yet that is heard from. They play in a tough league. I know their talent level is good, but it was good to see that one of their losses came at the hands of an RMAC school who unfortunately was picked fifth in our division. So that tells you what the RMAC East is looking like right now. So not a whole lot. You know, I know there were a couple of heavyweights that went toe-to-toe with you know, West Texas and Grand Valley, I think, played a tough match. So, you know, this weekend will probably tell us a little more. But I think in a lot of ways it's kind of the usual suspects.
Well, Rick, we appreciate the time today on the Doug and Daddy Show. I look forward to talking to you again when you're 9-0 and ready for a home match with UNO.
That sounds good to me, Daddy.
And what do we say about UNO, Daddy?
Make the world a better place. Punch some Mavericks in the face.
Rick, good luck tonight to you and the team.
Thank you very much, guys.
We'll see our UNK Wednesday Loper Chat this week with volleyball coach Rick Squires, brought to you by the College Store in Kearney. We'll be back with more right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Holy shlamola!
What the hell is that?
I've never seen such recklessness.
Just another typical day on the Doug and Daddy Show.
How do you say go, Lopers? You say it with a Loper t-shirt, a Loper hat. You say it with a painted body and a giant foam finger. And you always say it with pride. Come gear up at the College Store in Kearney and get everything you need for the season. Stop by our new store before the game for incredible specials on all of our Loper merchandise. It's game day every day at the College Store, located at 1420 West 24th Street in Kearney, or online at thecollegestore.com/UNK. The College Store. Go, Lopers!
If getting up to an estimated 100 miles per gallon isn't enough, then Motorsport Sales and Service is throwing in free gas, too. Adley Motor Scooters, veterans of 30 years of fuel economy, even back when they didn't need to be, are available at Motorsport Sales and Service from 50 to 150 cc. Easy to operate, no shifting required, easy to ride, 2-year warranty. Fun, economical, Adley Motor Scooters now at Motorsport Sales and Service, just west of 281 Highway 30, Grand Island.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
After having served the finest food in the Hastings area for the past 18 years, Taylor's Steakhouse brings you the finest in live music.
Right.
Coming to Taylor's September 4th and 5th, the funky groove of Texas Blue Dog, with special guests, guitarist Jesse Butterfield, and vocalist Tommy Wolf, and C. Tom Taylor. Blues, soul, and rock and roll. Texas Blue Dog, Dollar Beers Friday, special cut prime rib for $9.95 Saturday. Taylor's Steakhouse, under the old Viaduct Hastings, where food and fun are...
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds affect the area as we head through the day today, with an isolated shower storm also possible, with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low at 58. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
I'm Paul Burmeister with NFL Network Now on Westwood One. After a lengthy holdout, the Bengals are again without the number 6 overall pick, right tackle Andre Smith. As our Jason Lock and Four reports, Smith has been sidelined with a broken foot.
It's a stress fracture. It's something where 7 to 10 days, probably no football activity. After that, they hope he can start working back in shape. When will he be ready to play? Week one doesn't look likely at all at this point.
Tom Brady returned to practice Tuesday and shushed any concerns about his injured shoulder after Albert Haynesworth fell on it during last Saturday's game against the Redskins. Tuesday, Brady practiced fully and was able to make all his throws. Thursday, Michael Vick returns to the field to take on Mark Sanchez and the Jets. You can catch the action live on NFL Network beginning at 7 p.m. Eastern. And remember, whether you're at work or on the road, you can always find us at NFL.com. NFL Total Access, when all you want is football. Monday through Saturday, only on NFL Network.
It's been a long, cruel 7 months, but the winds are changing. Tailgating grills are heating up. Steelers are back to defend. And everyone else is lining up for a little retribution. This could be the year. Join me, Tim McGraw, and the Black Eyed Peas for NFL Kickoff presented by EA. Thursday night, September 10th at 8 p.m. Eastern on NBC, followed by the Titans-Steelers opening game.
Pepsi is the official soft drink of the NFL. Find out how every generation refreshes the world at RefreshEverything.com.
Hello, friends. Kevin Butler here. As VP of freaking sweet news at PlayStation, people always ask, "Dear PlayStation, you gonna drop the price of the PS3? Dear PlayStation, hook me up. Dear PlayStation, I'd give my right arm for a PS3 under $300. Well, good news. You get to keep both arms, because the PS3 is now $299. That's $100 off the one and only gaming, Blu-ray playing, movie downloading system in the galaxy. And that, my friends, is freaking sweet news. You're welcome.
PS3, now $299. It only does everything. PlayStation 3, 120 gig system.
PlayStation.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We're going to be talking or hearing from Athletic Director Tom Osborne. He spoke yesterday at the press conference. We'll hear some of his comments as he's got a new book coming out. And as we wrapped up our Loper segment, we want to let everybody know that Loper Alley is returning to the UNK campus this fall. It's a tailgating event which will be held prior to all home Loper games, featuring live entertainment, tailgating, games, interviews with coaches and athletes, and a whole lot more. The marching band will be there, merchandise sales. The event is free, open to the general public. It takes place in Lot 13, located between Student Affairs and Otto Olson. The area will be open for setup 4 hours prior to game time, and of course that means 8 a.m. this Saturday as they take on UNO. The event starts at 10, game time at 12 noon at UNK.
Why go to bed, college students? Just keep the party going. Let's head over there. A little tailgating in. Perfect. Perfect. Hey, I want to remind you also, coming up this 15th, 16th, and 17th is Husker Harvest Days, and all the guys at Diner Grill would like to invite you to Lot 1131. Want to remind you that now they used to have this little thing called Yield Guard technology. Well, now they've invented Yield Guard VT Triple. They've got it for your farming operation. Delivers greater consistency in performance, improved insect protection, and higher yield potential with the benefits of the Roundup Ready system. Hey, you can depend on this system. They've got several new hybrids out. You need to contact your local Diner Grow Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. Like, take, for instance, 58 V72, widely adapted from Nebraska and Kansas. Excellent yield potential with good stress tolerance, adapted to southern heat-stressed areas. Large diameter, semi-flex ear type. Call your local Diner Grow Seeds dealer today and learn more. 1-800-652-9298. And that's Lot 1131 on Seed Row at Husker Harvest Days.
We will see you in Grand Island. 1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-ESPN. The Dent Popper inbox is open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, yesterday, Tom Osborne has a new book coming out, and he spoke about the book, and he's had a few, of course, and maybe you've read them, maybe you own them, maybe they're in your library. But what is different about this book than the ones he has released in the past?
Well, it isn't all about athletics. I'd say in some way or another, two-thirds of it probably relates in one way or another to athletics. But the part about being in Washington is almost totally divorced from athletics. Some of it's a little bit more philosophical than other books. And certainly the part about running for governor is not necessarily tied to athletics at all. My discussion of leadership, I think, revolves somewhat around athletics too. And so if somebody just pure hardcore football fan, this isn't all just about football. And so I guess it's all in the eyes of the beholder, and hopefully some people would find it interesting. And somewhat and talked to Lane last night, Lane Grindle. He said he'd read most of it. And of course, having been pretty heavily steeped in athletics, he found some of the parts that weren't related to athletics maybe the most interesting, because a lot of that stuff, one way or another, he had lived and knew a little bit about. So, but it's all in the eyes of the beholder.
Tom Osborne, the name of the book, Beyond the Final Score. You can check it out in your favorite bookstore now, or go to Huskers.com to order a copy. I think one thing about this book, there's probably a whole lot more in it about of his political career. I mean, it's not all about his political career, but, you know, in his previous football books, we're talking about his political career.
Well, I just like, you know, basically it's a montage of the history of Tom Osborne. Now, like you said, there's so many books probably, but I don't know how many are already out there that he has wrote, you know, several about him, but should be a good read. And I like the quote on the front with Warren Buffett: Tom Osborne improves the lives of everyone he encounters. So that's interesting. You know, you got so many people. John Wooden's got a quote on the back of it. So, you know, Tom Osborne has always gone beyond the final score, achieving competitive greatness with integrity, hard work, selfless service to others, and strong faith. So there are some other big names that contribute to this book as well.
Osborne was asked about his upbringing, growing up in Hastings and residing in other small towns, and maybe that how that formed his future. And a lot of people found this kind of interesting yesterday.
Whatever's happened, your background's part of it. And I think World War II was kind of significant because my dad was gone. And so I knew what it was like for 4 years to be fatherless. And it was kind of unusual because my dad was old enough that he didn't have to go. He volunteered. And so everybody else my age had their dads. And so I felt somehow inadequate, sort of like a second-class citizen. And so then I ended up coaching a lot of players who didn't have dads. And in their case, it wasn't like their dad was overseas fighting a war. Their dad just left them. And so I had a sense of how that affects you. And probably that's had a lot to do with my interest in mentoring because of that experience. But I think also I grew up in a small town, St. Paul, Nebraska, Hastings. And you can get pretty well grounded in those kinds of communities, you know, in terms of values. You get a chance to do lots of different things. And so I appreciate that background and that environment. I had good parents. And any of us who've had that are very fortunate. And we see today the impact of not having both parents, what the culture has done to so many of our kids, and it really, really concerns me.
Interesting. I mean, I think there's things you learn about everybody. I think Tom Osborne is one of them there. You know, wow, how that maybe impacted his quiet nature, his quiet demeanor, because he was a great athlete, but his dad not a lot around, man, 4 years. That's something we haven't had to experience in our lives and wouldn't want to.
No.
You know, I mean, even now, you just think for the folks that are going over to Iraq or overseas and they're gone for 12 months and we've known some of that, it just seems like an eternity, and I can only imagine what it would be for their kids.
Well, I think, anytime, you know, Tom Osborne, to get inside, you know, I think a lot of people look at Tom Osborne as very stoic and doesn't, I think he lets you into a little bit of his emotions there as growing up and what he felt like. I don't think you see that side of Tom Osborne very often.
He is viewed as a great man by many, and I don't know why you wouldn't view him as that. Then there were some other more football-related questions. One of them was, what was it like when he took over for Steve Peterson, when he came back and took over the athletic department, which many people just assumed was in shambles and was really the athletic department was as big a reason as Steve Peterson got fired as for how the football team was doing or how Bill Callahan was treating people. And here's what coach/athletic director Osborne had to say.
I would say, first of all, I don't want to give the impression that everything was just falling apart. You know, there were some good things that had been done here previously, you know, i.e. the facilities had been improved, and there were some good things in place. But I was a little bit alarmed, but that there had been some pretty good people who had either quit or were told me they were planning to quit. And as I mentioned in the book, the first meeting I wandered into at 8 o'clock in the morning after I'd been hired over here was a stress management seminar. They had a couple of mental health professionals talking to the executive team about handling stress. And at first I thought, well, this is kind of odd. And then I began to realize that these people were serious about this, that there was quite a bit of stress. And so from that, I began to get the idea that we needed to get things changed around a little bit. And one of the first things we did was to write a mission statement, and it wasn't my mission statement. Rather, I got everybody together. I think it was about 240 employees, and we just asked them what their core values were, what they thought was most important, and we kind of rank ordered them, and we came up with five core values, and we put them together in a mission statement. We sent it out via email, and asked for recommendations and changes and so on, and eventually we came up with a mission statement, which was essentially devised and written by the athletic department, which I think is important because when you get a lot of buy-in, when you have a lot of ownership, you're more apt to make it work. And then I sat down and I listened to everybody in the athletic department. We brought them in groups of five, sometimes six or seven, and just tried to find out what they did and asked them for suggestions, ideas. And most of them had never been in that office before, and if nothing else, they appreciated that. And so we went from there. And so I don't want to portray again that it was a total wreck, some good things, but I do think there was quite a bit of stress, and seemed like there'd been a consultant that had been brought in who had come from a corporate model, and the idea was to keep ratcheting up expectations and goals, and of course eventually you get painted into a corner where there's not much more you can do. And I think some people had hit that point where they were kind of at loose ends as to what they might do to hit higher goals. And so
Tom Osborne, athletic director at Nebraska, commenting on what the state of the department was when he took over as athletic director after Steve Peterson. I mean, you just the immediate reaction is just it drums up all that bad thoughts about Peterson and everything that went on. What kind of goals can you have in the athletic department? I mean, what more can...
You're here to do your job and you take care of it. I don't know what else you're really expected to do there.
Do the best of your ability. And, I mean, yeah, well, once you reach the pinnacle, all you can do is keep reaching it, I guess. Kind of tough to do. You don't win the Super Bowl every year. So some comments from Tom Osborne. We may hear some more from him on Friday, including his reaction to Howard Schnellenberger coming back. And we will be chatting with the head coach at Florida Atlantic, Howard Schnellenberger, on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy show, along with Kelly Stauffer, who is going to be in the booth for the game on pay-per-view on Saturday. Also, Joe DiMeo joins us tomorrow. Lance Thorell joins us in the last segment of the show today on the Doug and Daddy show. When we come back, we'll talk a little high school football with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
Now, boys and girls, here is what you get. I'll give you a two-word clue. Now, here is the secret code word.
The Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, right after you pull my finger.
Thanks for calling the Calypso Hotel.
I need to cancel my reservation.
Really? We just chlorinated the pool.
Yeah, we're staying home and going to Lowe's.
We have new miniature soaps.
We're thinking more new refrigerator.
This Labor Day weekend, come to Lowe's and enjoy staying home. Right now, receive 20% off Energy Star major appliances, free next day delivery and haul away. 7 days a week, no rebates, all major appliances. Lowe's, let's build something together. Energy Star offer valid 9/3 to 9/7. Discount taken at register. Delivery offer valid through 10/30. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Valid in U.S. only.
It's grilling season in the land of lean beef, and that means love is in the air. Yep, time to throw on the man apron and fire up the mesquite. And with the bumblebees buzzing and the cardinals a-crooning, the mouth-watering aroma of a pepper-crusted T-bone is enough to bring tears of joy to a grown man's eyes. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
What is a reverse mortgage? How does it differ from a home equity line? What are the advantages? These are just a few of the many frequent questions asked about reverse mortgages. Hi, this is Russ Smith with CharterWest National Bank. You have questions, we have answers on reverse mortgages. How do you qualify? Is there an age requirement? See us to start a reverse mortgage. You have your reasons, we have your loans at CharterWest National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
The power of the eagle. Charterwest National Bank.
College football returns in earnest this Thursday, night.
Caught! Touchdown! Wolfpack!
Jumps over a defender. Touchdown, Carolina. Touchdown, Steven Garcia.
Join Bill Rosinski and Ricky Prohl as Steve Spurrier travels his South Carolina Gamecocks to NC State. ISP's live coverage comes to you from Raleigh this Thursday night starting at 6. The best college football play-by-play is on ISP, America's home for college sports.
Live college football kicks off Thursday on ESPN.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds affect the area as we head through the day today, with an isolated shower storm also possible, with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low at 58. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Looks like it could be a pleasant day to get out on the golf course, and why not play a nice course without draining your pocketbook? How about Prairie Hills, just north of Kearney, south of Pleasanton? Well, it's because it's in the prairie, and it's in the hills. That's why. Prairie Hills.
Dynamite boom.
It's Wednesday, and that means $25, all you can play all day with cart. That means cart the whole day. You want to play 18, 27, 31, 44, play till it gets dark, play till it starts to rain tonight, you know, whatever you want to do. But it should be a beautiful afternoon. It looks like not too hot, maybe a little breeze on you. And, of course, they've got the driving range to get warmed up, the putting green, and a full-service clubhouse. Catch a little lunch, your favorite beverages as well. It is the Prairie Hills Golf Play All Day feature, Tuesdays and Wednesdays, $25 all you can play with cart. And they remind you again that they're having their four-man scramble Saturday, September 19th, with a tailgate theme before the Virginia Tech game. The tee-off is at 8. You'll be done well in time for that 2:30 kickoff. They'll also have tailgate food that will be included in the fee. Also, half-price beers, $1.50 in drinks. Oh, it's so good for beer, $1.50, half-price drinks. Cash payout. What more could you want?
Prairie Hills. I don't win one any more than Prairie Hills.
Call today at Prairie Hills. 888-455-ESPN is our number, the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Daddy Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
From the worldwide headquarters in Central City, America, Bob Jensen joins us. Morning, Bob.
Duda, good morning. Daddy, all
good
is
morning.
Well, I trust.
Okay. All right.
Get after it. It's time, man.
I see. And you can
be on time.
Folks, every day Bob updates the website, so check that out. And, of course, let's start it off with letting folks know how they can subscribe to the paper and how they can get to Huskerland Prep every week, Bob.
Yeah, you bet. Well, that's nice. They can call our office of 800-323-3929. Toll-free as long as we pay the bill. And then the other thing is that the website, it's the long address, huskerlandpreps.rivals.com. And frankly, anybody 16 or younger will have that right off the top of their head. Anybody older, just search for Huskerland. It'll come up, and then you can walk your way through it.
So. And you can't call right now because the one phone line is busy.
That's right. You know, I tell you what, you remember Eddie Albert up the phone pole, you know, Edith, give me number 6. That's what we're doing right now.
That show was actually filmed just between Bertrand and Loomis, so near the Davis household.
You know, if I hear one more Arnold Ziffel joke, you know, one talking pig on TV, and he's got to be named Arnold. You know?
I was going to say, there's enough jokes about Arnold.
There are. There are, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's get into football. Let's look back at the Week 0 games and the games from C&D that were out there. I had a couple of nice close games in Class A. Not a whole lot of shockers out there. Arapahoe puts up a good performance. But let's start with Class A. You had Millard West. You had Kearney Grand Island. Your impressions on Class A week one?
Well, a lot of it went to form. The two games that you mentioned were the two games, frankly, I was most interested in, was Kearney and Grand Island and the two Millard teams, basically to measure Millard North. And I guess to take that one first, not a lot of offense in either one of these games. But I guess Millard North, if nothing else, I mean, they didn't win the ball game, but they proved that they are once again going to be a competitive team that's going to be, you know, in the fight there when the playoffs start. They're going to be a team that wins a couple playoff games before it's all over. The Grand Island Kearney game, you know, I was there for the first half, and if you're a Grand Island fan, your heart just had to sink when that fumble went in the end zone. I mean, that was I believe they call that a precursor is what that was. I mean, it just didn't work for Grand Island, and Kearney once again found a way to win that ball game. And like we talked before, you know, both those schools are in the same place in the fact that they will plug people in and they will be good football players because those are good football programs. I say again, the guy that caught my eye more than any the other night was Nate Westerby. That guy must have had 50 tackles. They couldn't block him with one guy. They couldn't block him with two guys. It didn't matter if they ran to his side of the field or the other. He looked pretty healthy to me.
Yeah, I thought that was an impossibility for him to make it back even for maybe even wrestling.
Yeah, well, that was the talk. That was the talk when I talked to Jeff Tomlin there in the spring. You know, that was the hope, that he would be completely healed for wrestling, but once again, the beauty of having an 18-year-old body.
Okay, Bob, a couple other quick games from last week. Crete is hanging around with Aurora, and then all of a sudden, Katie barred the door, and Aurora just blows the doors off of them. And also in Class B, Gehring finds a 200-pound back to just run all over the Dusters.
Yeah, well, let's take them backwards. I mean, Gehring, one of those deals where they're going to be pretty good out there. That's a pretty nice little team. It's a real veteran team. Like I said, they've got a whole bunch of players with starting experience back. We knew they could pass the ball. You know, if they can find a way to run it like that, you know, they're going to win a lot of ball games out there. And you know, it's way too early. Of course, it's not that early. We did all that projecting back in May, but it seems to be too early to start talking about who's going to win at the end. But boy, Gehring looks good out west. I mean, just comparing the scores and everything, they look like the team that got a chance to do some business out there. As far as Aurora goes, you know, it's amazing what one play can do, and I don't think there's anybody in the building that expected Aurora to score on that last play of the first half. But once they did, you know, it just sucked life right out of Crete. I was there for the start of the second half, and it was awfully quiet on the Crete sideline, kind of like the executioner's walk, you know, dead man walking kind of deal. I think they kind of knew what was coming. And once Aurora got it in gear, that's the team that everybody is expecting to see. And you know, don't want to look ahead, but then again, I guess we always do. You know, I guess we got to get these games out of the way so that we can get Aurora down to McCook. And if there's anything that I've heard a lot about this week, it isn't this week. It's next week. So we'll get through that and we'll see what happens.
Joined on the Doug and Daddy Show, of course, by Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. We get into week one. Everybody that didn't play last week is going to be playing this week. All of C and D involved. And as I look at the schedule, and again, it's all on paper, I don't see a lot of matchups that are going to be all that close. Now, you've got a couple of top 10 matchups, depending on which rankings you look at, and a couple of games that will be airing, Elm Creek Ravenna and Cambridge Blue Hill. And let's start with maybe the game of the week, Cambridge Blue Hill. A lot of history here over the last 3 years, Bob.
Well, there certainly is, you know, and it's one thing. Blue Hill's got Cambridge's number. And right now I'll tell you that I'm picking Blue Hill to win when I think Cambridge has got the better team. And we'll see what happens. But Blue Hill has just found a way. That program just took a huge leap in the last couple years. I'm sure that people remember, or if you don't, I'll remind you, Blue Hill was horrendous about 6 years ago. I mean, they had no depth, they had no talent. It was just a bad deal. But since you know, Scott Porter came, put his staff together, and just there's an infusion of players You know, more kids out for the sport, better athletes. You know, Porter and his staff coached them up. They just don't make a lot of mistakes, and they wait for you to make them and then pounce on them. And if they're going to win, that's how they're going to win on Friday night. I think Cambridge has got a chance to be really good this year. They're like so many teams. They're just, you know, the depth is razor thin. But they got a three-year starter quarterback in Hayden Ekberg. I like Gus Peterson a lot. He's just a junior, but that guy, I saw him play last year against Blue Hill, and you just watch him move. The kid's a player. I got a feeling Blue Hill's going to find a way to win the game, something like 14-7, because every Blue Hill-Cambridge game is 14-7. So that seems like a decent choice to make, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, Bob, does Grand Island right the ship with Norfolk this week?
Yeah, they do. Grand Isle's got it. They got a good team. I am a little bit concerned. I would think that maybe the coaches are just a little bit concerned about offensive productivity. But Grand Island, as always, plays great defense. And I say again, I guess I feel more strongly about it now than I did earlier. I thought coming into the season, Godowski and Westerby could be the best set of defensive ends in Class A. And that might very well wind up being the case. They'll play good defense. We skipped over that Ravenna Elm Creek deal. Ravenna's going to win the ball game because they're playing the first week of the season. They got all this experience coming back. But Elm Creek's going to have the best player on the field, I think. And that's Derek Foster, who is just an incredibly talented athlete all the way around, a record-setting hurler, won himself a gold medal down there, a real playmaker. I just, if they play the game later in the season, maybe it's a little bit different. But Ravenna's got that whole offensive line back. They're big. They're fast. And they've got the All-State quarterback in Josh Quarle. I just think that Ravenna's in line to have a really big season.
One more area game that maybe isn't hitting on the radar, and it probably wasn't hitting on the radar last year until Medicine Valley upset Axtell. What do you think about this one?
My guess is that that score may have come up in practice this week at Axtell. That's just a guess. I'm guessing that maybe they were reminded that they gave up 48 points or whatever it was in the first game of the season last year and got beat. Now, what you need to remember about that game, and it really changed the season for Medicine Valley. Medicine Valley had a really nice senior class last year, but they had a sensational quarterback that was a junior. We featured him in Huskerland Prep Report's preview magazine. His name's Trevor Wells. And Trevor Wells threw for 1,000 yards as a sophomore. Got hurt the second or third game of last year, and Medicine Valley ended up having a good year, made the playoffs, and had a good team. If Wells had been healthy, who knows what happens? But the point is that a lot of those kids are gone from Medicine Valley. Wells is back, and he's tough. He's really focused. He's a nice 8-man quarterback. He's going to do okay. There isn't just enough around him right now to compete with a team like Axtell. Axtell's just got that senior class. Again, it's just so accomplished. My favorite guy in that group is Weston Gustafson, because I do believe that he would, break you in half with his bare hands if he thought that's what it took. But players like the Feck boys, they are just really nice players. Jamie Clark, I mean, there's just a bunch of guys in that class that are exceptional athletes. And we've got Axtell coming out of the West in the D1 playoffs. We'll see how that goes.
Bob, I guess as you look around the state, are there other monster games out there this week, or are we going to have to wait another week?
Well, you guys are right when you say it's a flat week. There's not a lot of great games, but there are two. One of them in C2, and of course this will interest a lot of the listeners there in our area there. Ponca and Archbishop Bergen play. Ponca is our preseason number 5, and Bergen is our preseason number 1. Bergen's got a bunch of kids that are still juniors that are exceptionally talented skill players. This Riley Gross, the quarterback, threw for 1,600 yards last year, which is he not bad for a kid who weighs 140 pounds. They got a receiver named Josh Boggs, who was also an All-State defensive back. They're going to play a Ponca team that's got this kid by the name of Jared Curry. And Jared Curry was a 1,500-yard rusher last year. He's a 6'8 high jumper. He's a big kid. And, they've got a lot of people coming back around him. They got a kid by the name of Josh Watchhorn, who is a two-time all-district lineman up there, and he's probably their best guy on the line. That's a game to keep an eye on. The other one is in Omaha, Gross and Scutt, which has, you know, Tim Yonk moved to Gross from Loganview a couple of years ago and said that while the Gross program was down a little bit, there were kids coming. Well, he's dead on. They've been really good the last couple of years. They've got Scutt a couple times, certainly got Scutt's attention. I think Scutt's better this year. The kid in that game that everybody needs to know about is the quarterback from Scutt. His name is Christian Dudzik, and Christian Dudzik was a 1,000-yard rusher and passer last year. He's getting some Division I looks. He's got the speed. He's on the small side. He only weighs 180 pounds. Of course, you know, they do fix that in college, whether you're out for a sport or not, come to think of it. But he'll get bigger. But he's an outstanding player, and that is probably the game of the week in Class B.
All right, Robert, we're out of time for this Wednesday. Enjoy your travels. We'll do it again next week.
Yeah, absolutely. It's always nice to hear you boys. You guys do a great job there, and we'll be back next week.
All right, Bob. Good luck.
You know it.
Husker Land Prep Report. We love him. Bob Jensen joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Well, a kid that we saw a lot in high school and has now hit the field for the Huskers, corner Lance Thorell from Loomis. We're going to talk to him about the Huskers opener when we come back.
The answer.
644.
The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Has the value of your investment portfolio declined? Of course it has. Are you nervous or concerned about your portfolio and your current advisor relationship? Of course you are. Enough is enough. It's time for a change. It's time for an unbiased second opinion. Hi, I'm Matt Westfall with CenterPoint Wealth Management in Grand Island. At CenterPoint Wealth, we use three independent resources to analyze your holdings. We evaluate performance, annual cost, company overlap, and standard deviation. If you've reached the enough is enough stage, it's time. It's time for a serious critique. Bring us your statements and we'll deliver an analysis that you can use right now. Call 398-1174 or visit our website at centerpointwealth.com. That's CENTRE.wealth.com.
Securities offered through Securities America Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors Incorporated. CenterPoint Wealth Management and Securities America companies are not affiliated.
Johnson, what is going on here?
Hey, boss.
Having a cubicle barbecue. You want anything?
Yeah, I want you to get back to work. It is Friday, and you got a grill in your cubicle. What is wrong with you?
Well, ever since I started going to Boneless Thursdays at Buffalo Wild Wings, where boneless wings are specially priced all day, my weekends now start on Thursdays, which makes today the first full day of the weekend. Holler!
Yeah!
Can you believe we used to work on Fridays?
Weekends start on Thursdays with specially priced boneless wings. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Bolly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see partial sun and some clouds affect the area as we head through the day today, with an isolated shower storm also possible, with highs in the upper 70s. Southeast winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight, we'll see a chance for showers and storms with a low at 58. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 66.
Day approaching as Nebraska gets ready for Florida Atlantic Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and we are pleased to be joined here on the Doug and Daddy Show by another one of Central Nebraska's Huskers, and Lance Thorell is our first chance to catch up with Lance here since the springtime, I believe. And Lance, I guess it's almost here, ready to go for game day, and we got so many questions about, and I think you probably have some questions too about what your role is going to be with the football team. But before we jump into that, personally, how did spring go? How has fall went for you?
Personally, spring went well. I played a lot of the nickelback and dime during the spring, and I was able to, find myself at that position, and, that's kind of where I fit on this defense. So I had a good spring, followed by, a good summer, lots of workouts and running, which, carried into the fall, and so far this camp, I've had a good camp.
Lance, I guess everybody wants to know, you say that nickel and that dime position. You started on the dime position a year ago. There were so many of those young kids, though, that came in, and maybe as athletic as you, you're a good athlete, no doubt about that, but more athletic than you, and maybe just your knowledge of the game helped you maybe get beyond them and start ahead of them this year?
Yeah, that's right. We did bring in a lot of kids with a lot of athletic ability, but that experience I got last year and knowing the defensive system has helped me this fall camp, stay with that dime package and also be the backup at the nickel.
Lance Thorell joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach didn't put out a depth chart, but I'm sure he's talked to you guys, at least position coach-wise, is what they're expecting. What have they told you about Saturday, which may be what you see the next couple Saturdays?
As far as this Saturday, Florida Atlantic, they run a lot of base personnel, which we won't be playing dime against that. But, we will have some nickel against it, so I'll be the backup nickel for that. But, just as far as this weekend, they do run a lot of the base, like I said, so I don't know how much dime action we'll actually see.
Obviously, special teams, I mentioned earlier in yesterday's show when we were at Memorial Stadium, I said, I thought that you would have to be an intricate part of those special teams, and you're looking for any way you can to get on the football field and help this team.
That's right. Right now, I'm playing on punt return. I'm starting punt return. I'm the backup on kickoff right now, and I'm also a backup on kickoff return. But, yeah, you're right. I just, going into every practice, I just try to find ways I can get myself on the field, and special teams is one way I can do that.
I imagine once you get a taste of it, then you're hungry for it to continue, and you got a taste of it very young in your career here at Nebraska. Has that been kind of a battle within yourself here, knowing that, man, I'm not getting any worse. In fact, I think I'm getting better, but I might be losing playing time.
It is. Once you get on that field and you get to live that experience out there, it's something that you want to, continue to have. So, during practice, you're doing everything you can just to make yourself known and to get it back on that field.
Lance, how much better is the secondary this year than it was a year ago?
I think we're a lot better just because knowing the defense a lot more has helped us. We can look at one another and know that he knows what he's doing and vice versa. So, all across the board with the secondary, I think we're looking a lot better this year.
We're chatting with Lance Thorell here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who's impressed you in that defensive backfield this fall camp? Who do you think's gotten better?
I think this camp. I like how Matt O'Hanlon's been playing. He's made very few mistakes, if any. He's been looking real good. And Eric Hag too has looked awesome this fall. He he's so athletic and he's really picking up the defense well. So he's been looking good.
As far as knowing this defense, it's got to be a lot more fun, doesn't it, to be out there and instead of having a little bit of doubt in your mind?
Yeah, it is. You're not so much a robot anymore. You can just actually go out and play football when you do know the defense. So it has been a lot more fun this camp.
Fill us in on some of the team goals behind the scene. Coach Pelini said, 9 wins, that's not what we're shooting for here, even though fan expectations were, hey, we had a really good season at Nebraska. At least it's pointed in the right direction. It seems far-fetched to say that this team can run the table, but obviously you want to play for a Big 12. You want to win the Big 12 championship, go to a BCS bowl. Is that the mentality right now? Are there goals lesser than that, above that? What is the goal structure?
It is. You know, that is our goal. It starts out by, you know, not only just winning the North, but we want to dominate the North, you know, which would get us to the Big 12 championship. And, of course, we have our mind set of winning that. You know, and also carry on into a national championship. You know, that is the mentality around here. We don't plan on losing any games. You know, so we don't want to. You know, I don't know. That is our goals right now, is to, you know, win them all.
Lance, I guess as you look at Florida Atlantic and this quarterback, there was the 07 Sun Belt Player of the Year last year. Maybe the stats weren't what they were in 07, but you know he's a pretty darn good athlete. So what's impressed you about this team?
I would say their quarterback. I've watched some film on him, and he has a cannon. He'll be on one hash, and he'll, you know, throw a deep post on clear at the other hash. He, you know, that's off his back foot. So he has an incredible arm. I think he is the leader of their team. So he was the one guy that impressed me.
So, tell me the difference outside of family: Christmas in Loomis and Christmas in Jacksonville at the Gator Bowl.
Probably the beaches, I guess. out in Loomis, there's snow all around. In Jacksonville, it wasn't a flake to be found.
Maybe a rabbit and a pheasant in a bush.
That's right. We replaced that with alligators this time.
Is there time for fun with this football team? Is there time to have fun? Is there time to – I know it's fun when you're winning, but is there time for fun?
There is. You know, not only playing on game days, of course, but, you know, we always find ourselves as players – up in the players' lounge, you know, before and after practice, you know, playing pool, playing video games. We got ping pong. We got all kinds of stuff up in the players' lounge. So there's always, you know, plenty of things to do up there, which is a lot of fun.
You ever saw Sue break a stick?
What's that?
You ever saw Sue break a cue?
Yeah, after I beat him, he broke one once. Yeah, Sue. Sue and I, we've had some battles on the pool table, and it usually ends up with something being broke on his part.
Hey, Doug, I just noticed this. Did you realize on Saturday Nebraska enters that game with the nation's longest winning streak in season openers at 23? I did not realize that was a record that Bill Callahan was unable to break. I thought it was a sellout was the only one that he was unable to break, so there's two of them. I feel good about that.
We tussled with Maine, so Black Bears gave number 23. You know, what else would be number 23?
I do know one player that'd be 23, and he's got my jersey. I'm looking forward to getting that.
Yeah, let's hope you can squeeze into a youth medium.
Hey, Lance, continued success. Always great to chat with you on the Doug and Daddy Show, and best of luck this season.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Lance Thorell, Nebraska sophomore corner out of Loomis. I'm getting a chance to catch up with Lance. We'll catch up with Matt May from Imperial and Chase County High School on Friday's show as well. And I guess, Daddy, we talked a little bit about it earlier. Lance will probably get to play against teams that throw the ball in a spread offense.
Now,
and you think Florida Atlantic, that's what they're going to do. They're going to throw the ball, but they don't go five wide.
No, it's basically one receiver out each direction, the old pro set. It's not the spread offense, what you see out of Missouri, what you see out of Texas Tech, what you see so much in the Big 12. So might limit his playing time in this first one, but hopefully he'll see enough action.
Couple of quick notes. Nebraska volleyball breaks the NCAA record for consecutive home victories with their 88th last night over Creighton. But again, 25-19, 25-23.
It's not the dominating performances everybody's been expecting.
A lot of work to do here. They break Penn State's record, and so there you go. Keith Williams, by the way, was back at practice for the Huskers yesterday, so we had talked about that. Hastings College men's soccer team, they're up 1-0, get scored on in the 79th minute. Then it appears they win the game. Hastings with 4 seconds to go. The officials get together, wave it off, and Benedictine of Kansas knocks off the 11th-ranked team in the country. 2-1 in overtime. The Hastings women's soccer team home today against Northwest Oklahoma State. Also, as we said, UNK volleyball, as we talked with Coach Squires earlier, they are on their way to Augustana. And one story, we haven't got a chance to even mention this, and because we've been so packed the last couple of days. Michigan getting in trouble for maybe having too much practice. Well, now Grand Island Senior High, and you've probably seen it in the newspapers across the state, the NSA was having a board meeting in Grand Island, and they happened to drive by Grand Island and notice that they were having football practice, in quotations. You know, more too many guys were there. And Daddy, this happens everywhere. Everywhere.
Well, they've either got to enforce the rules and have these coaches come together and say, knock this crap off, guys, or there's going to be some serious penalties enforced.
There's no way to do it. There's no way to do it, though. The next thing you know, they're not practicing at the school. You're in Omaha. You're down in some pasture if you're in Class C or D. I mean, they're going to find a way to get it done.
Well, then you better open it up and let them get it done. I mean, you go one or two ways. Either enforce the rules or you make a legal form to do it. If they're going to do it and they feel that they've got to do it for them to be competitive in the fall, we never had to practice football 15 years ago to make it. You got 10 days out of the year that you play a game, basically on average.
Royals won last night.
Awesome.
Royals baseball this afternoon. Wrap it up with Oakland. Pregame is at 2 o'clock. And we go to the Dent Popper inbox before we get out of here. Ken says, morning, boys. Based on the article in the World Herald this morning, I do believe we now have Ted Gilmore's attention. However, I am not buying what he is saying. My comment to Ted is, when a pack of wolves makes a kill and finishes eating their fill, what is left is only fit for the buzzards. He's talking about recruiting and the kids we've got coming in. Ken goes on to say, since we haven't heard from H-Man this week, I assume he's down in his bunker taking his usual 2 weeks to compose a message. Hey, H-Man, Dr. Saw is in today. Ken. I don't know, Tony. Sometimes I just read them and I don't know. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank Lance Thorell, Nebraska Corner, for joining us on the program today. Also want to thank Bob Jensen from Husker Land Prep, giving us a preview of week one of the high school football season. We've got some great area games that we're going to have for you on the radio that we'll talk much more about, especially on Friday. Also, our weekly Loper Chat. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires was our guest today. Pretty full show again tomorrow, so you can shoot your emails to us anytime. The Dent Popper inbox is open 24 hours a day. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Florida Atlantic coach Howard Schnellenberger will join us. Kelly Stoffer with the Versus Network and Joe DeMeo of FantasyPlayersEdge.com will all join us on the show tomorrow. If you missed any of the show, go to our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. Click on the podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal.
We'll see you 23 hours from now, ESPN Radio, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in our friends in Hastings.
Stadler Implement in Minden carries a full line of Kubota tractors and mowers. Over the years, Kubota has been committed to providing durable and reliable machinery to farmers, construction workers, and everyday people. From B-Series tractors to premium lawn tractors, Stadler carries them. Providing quality doesn't have to be expensive, thanks to Kubota and Stadler Implement. Located on East Highway 6 in Minden, go see Carl and the gang. You'll be satisfied with the service you get.